Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Stroh. U.S. President Joe Biden details a three-phase hostage deal aimed at winding down the Israel-Hamas war. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president's urging both sides to accept the three-phase roadmap to an enduring ceasefire and the release of all hostages. He says it would not hurt Israeli security because its forces have already hammered Hamas.
At this point, Hamas no longer is capable carrying out another October 7th.
The attack that started the war. 8 months later, the president calls this a truly decisive moment.
Hamas says it wants a ceasefire. This deal is an opportunity to prove whether they really mean it.
His remarks came as the Israeli military confirmed its forces are now in central Rafah, expanding its offensive in the southern Gaza city, it says is Hamas's last stronghold. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is guilty of falsifying financial records to hide a payment to an adult film star to influence the outcome of the 2016 election. Tina Trin reports from New York.
Guilty on all 34 counts? That's what a unanimous New York jury decided after less than 2 days of deliberation, that Donald Trump, the first U.S. president tried in a criminal court, falsified business records to suppress potentially damaging information ahead of his 2016 election. After hearing the verdict, the presumed 2024 Republican presidential candidate left the courthouse, saying voters will decide his fate on Election Day. But those voters may not include Trump himself, says University of Virginia professor Barbara Perry.
It would be the case that if he maintains his residency in Florida, a state where convicted felons are not allowed to vote, that he literally would not be allowed to vote for himself.
Tina Trin, the